This is a Tape Deck Podcast.
Oh. Crank it up! Crank it up! All right, here we go. Hey, everybody, it's H, and welcome to the first ever live installment of Escape Hatch! Your portal into cinematic pocket universes. This week, I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Jason.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
And by all you beautiful people here in San Francisco tonight. We celebrate the journey we've taken and give our first hottest takes on the best movie of the year, Dune Part 2. If you're enjoying the show, we need your help. Take a minute to leave us a 5-star rating and a review.
If you're eating this free food, you should definitely at least give us a podcast review. I mean, like, I don't mean to say it's a quid pro quo, but let's get some fucking quo already. Like,
anytime now. Yeah, we'll get it going. All right, listen, there's links to the show notes. We have Patreons, all that kind of stuff. But now, without further ado, Escape Hatch Live!
I'm just very excited to see this entire script for the first time.
I'm winded.
Yeah, you were standing for 30 seconds or more.
How's it going?
I thought it was it's been a really fun evening so far. It's gone well. I think strategically, we both decided that we would avoid each other during the beginning of the day because I was definitely stressed out I was listening to the Dune episode from when we went to the Marin Film Festival.
That's my favorite
episode. It's a really good one, but I was reminded of how absolutely insane you were and how you were just conscripting people into doing things for us. I was like, I can't see that today. So I think strategically, like, it's sort of like a wedding where we're meeting on the altar for the first time, which I think is what keeps it fresh.
I mean, I love
keeps our relationship fresh.
I love how you play all this off. Like, that day we were at the Mill Valley Film Festival. We had a chance to interview Denis Villeneuve. Like, we'd been doing the podcast for 18 months. It was incredible for us to get to do this. So as usual, I show up like 90 minutes, 2 hours early for anything that I'm going to do. And I texted Jason. I figured he'd still be in San Francisco doing it. He's like, I'm parking.
Yeah, I'm punctual.
You're in, dude.
I'm punctual. I can show up on places on time. But like you today, like the only time I saw you today was when you were careening into the bike lane to drop off, I'm not exactly sure what, like various supplies.
Computers, scripts.
It was great. But we made it. We made it to this moment together.
Yeah, it all worked. And so we just want to, like, tonight, we're not going to try and get deep into the movie or doing all that kind of stuff. We really just want to celebrate the people who've been part of this podcast and everyone who has come out on this journey with us. So without further ado, I want to recognize some people right up front and say thanks.
Okay.
Starting with my wife.
Yay!
April Underwood, A Under, everybody. Thank you so much for putting up with us. I know we're annoying as hell, and we do a lot of work, but thank you so much for your support on this podcast.
Woo! I would like to thank my wife. Woo! Crystal is here. And who is tremendously supportive of this podcast and really makes it possible for me to do this. I did have this thought as we were watching Dune 2, where, like, there's this tension, like, no spoilers, between, like, Chani, like, sort of not being into Paul, like, being pursued on this prophetic path. I was like, is this what it feels like for, like, do
to
they
be married,
like,
to a Dune pod host?
Like, that they know that we're being drawn by the prophetic vision of this podcast, and there's like, don't go south, like, you know.
And we're like, okay.
Yeah, I must record another 2 hours.
Yes. The people want it.
Yeah, you gotta do it.
All right, so then the second group of people, and I don't know if everybody is still here, but I'm just gonna call out some names, and I'm gonna ask people to stand up as we do it. So first, I wanna welcome the podcast guest hosts who are here tonight. So starting with, sitting just down from us, internet visionary and author Tim O'Reilly.
Woo!
I'm just going to keep going.
Tim was there for us early in this podcast, and I really appreciate it, and I'm glad.
Season one finale.
Yeah.
Like, that was when we were serious about Dune.
And it was also when we were serious about having seasons.
Yeah. Well, I really...
We've been on season seven, the big ones, part two, for a year and a half.
So what I realize is every week when I have the number of the podcast, I have to calculate how many have come before.
Right.
And so I got it on an even 100 when we started season 7. Okay. So that makes it very easy to figure it out.
Okay. What does that
behind
mean?
Behind the curtain, that's what's happening.
Okay.
All right, cybersecurity expert Alex Stamos.
Yeah.
He did hackers with us. All right, I don't know, did Biz make it?
I didn't see Biz, but we appreciate him anyway. We're glad he's out there.
Transportation policy advocate Ed Perelon.
I don't know if Ed was here, but
doesn't matter. Escape hatch projectionist Silly Oswald.
Yeah.
Every week, every movie that we do, he does a screening in our Discord live, and people all over the world dial in and watch together and have a really great time. So that's a huge part of our community. Silly, thank you so much.
Yeah.
And then founder and CSO, Katie Dree.
Yeah, Katie Dree.
Katie! All right, now we're going to move quickly into the Two Timers Club. Senior counsel at Capital G, Jeremiah Gordon.
Yeah.
New York Times reporter Mike Isaac.
The Zardoz episode is a special episode.
Yeah, and that mustache.
And the Zardoz episode, is Zardoz the greatest influence on Dune Part 2? Like, is that, like, I feel it, like,
ask the questions.
Cinematically might be the most, like, conjoined movie with Dune Part 2. It's definitely, we're going to have to talk about the level of kink in this movie. Like, it's very...
We'll get into it.
It's aggressive.
We'll get into it. The chief product officer of Whatnot, Tom Verrilli.
Woo!
We have internet roustabout Cal Henderson.
Yeah! Listens to podcasts at 3x speed.
And, of course, our dear friend, Kev.
Kev of Kev's Questions!
Kev! You'll hear more from Kev soon. All right, Three Timers Club, founder, CEO of Particle, Sarah Bakepour.
Yeah!
And Four Timers, internet visionary, Tom Coates.
Yeah! Woohoo! Tom Coates, who was essentially being hunted for sport at this event by his legions of fans. Protect yourself, Tom.
Producer, director, Rob Schroeder.
Yeah!
And co-founder, CTO of Sixfold, and my old dungeon master, Brian Mosley. And we have one recipient, one member of the Five Timers Club.
Oh my God.
Please stand up. You guys make some noise for ILM visual effects editor, Lorelei David.
It is a special thing. Like, our pod only works because we have guests, and like it is special that we've gotten so many folks who like have come back that many times, like who've been with us for so many episodes. So I'm glad that so many people could come to this event to celebrate with us.
Really awesome.
That wasn't a joke. That was a serious thing, which is why
people are like, wait, that's heartfelt. Yeah. All right, so then quickly I want to just hit some dear friends who traveled here to be
I'm just, like, obsessed by looking at the... Like, I'm this whole document, like, has section... There's, like, a colored headers. Like, I don't know. It's a real situation.
This is a Google Doc, and it's linked to a Google spreadsheet that's been updating in real time. All right, so traveling 12 miles or less in the Bay Area, T, Zippy Rocket, H. Hamill, and Comedy Ang Ang.
Yeah! We know this because we put Apple IDs on all of you, and we just tracked how far you came. Like, this is, it's not a guess.
It's a small price for freedom.
Yeah.
All right, from Los Angeles, Rob Schroeder.
Yay!
And Nick Fisher. All right, and then coming to us from Portland, Grugrux Dave and Katie Dreek. Port Angeles, Washington, Space Monkey.
Yeah!
Let's see, from Denver, Colorado, Comrade Cam and Buddha LaDred.
Yeah.
Austin, Texas, Hook'em Horns, Corey and Silly, oh sorry, Hex and Corey.
Yeah.
Silly, move to Austin. Yeah, come on, let's do it. Okay, from Columbia, Missouri, Birria.
Woo!
Derek joins us from Illinois. That's 1,847 miles, you guys. All right, we had Pat Lusk coming from Nashville.
A shout out to Pat, who made these wristband, who had told us when to play wristbands like 3 years ago, and I've kept them under my bed for just this very night. And that's why you never throw anything away.
That's correct.
Hoard everything. Never straighten up.
Yeah, that's smart advice. From Washington, D.C., Zacho.
Yeah.
And lastly, traveling 2,568 miles from New York City, Kev and Brian.
Woo! We have special gifts for our farthest travelers.
Please.
Kev and Brian, we have these, the Art and Soul of Dune.
Oh my God!
Phil shrink wraps. I'll leave these here because I can't see where you are, but please come up and... Oh, right here, okay, great. Okay, I'm blinded by eyes. Where's Brian?
Don't lose that, Brian's over there. Brian? Good job, Brian, good hold job. That all night.
All right, there you go, thank you. More prizes to come.
Okay, last person I really want to thank because she's been working on this for, I don't know how many months, but Amy Nichols and her whole team that has put on this event.
Yeah.
Amy! Jason.
Yeah.
Can we do something?
I need you need like a privacy screen so I can't see this. It's stressing me out. I'm just gonna turn this way.
Jason, can we do some hatch news?
Would you like to know more?
From beyond.
Perfect. All right. We have news. The movie's here, you guys. It's out. All right, so the projections for this movie are $80 million in the United States, $170 million worldwide this weekend.
Yeah. What's
your take, Jason?
It seems strong. I mean, that's a lot of money. We were talking about this after the show. I think this movie cost infinity dollars to make. Like, I think the movie cost $18 trillion to make. So it's going to take a while to get back to break even at $100 million a pop.
Yeah, no, they did it. It's $190 million was the budget.
Man.
You don't believe it. It's 97% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, 4.5 on Letterboxd. It's currently number one on the all-time Letterboxd list. Wow. And a few days ago, it was the highest rated film in history on IMDb.
Amazing. Listen, if you want to see Anya Taylor-Joy in the third movie, people need to go to the box office. Right? We say this last time. We got in trouble for saying this last time. People should support this movie. It's an amazing piece, an amazing achievement, and we should get the third one. Assuming he wants to do it.
Yeah. Hell yeah! I mean, my fear is we're going to get it too soon, but we can get into that later. All right. Speaking of Hatch News, Hatch and News.
Hatch and News.
Tell the people.
Some of you may know our friend Mike Isaac, who's been on the pod, is here. He's writing a story about Dune and in the New York Times about how this is a communal event and lots of people are showing up for this movie, and there's a whole, you know, kind of world of people who are interested in going to the movies in a time where monoculture doesn't exist. So we're very excited to be a part of that story as well. So look, stay tuned, subscribe to the old gray lady, and you might see us mention.
Yeah, and there's a photographer circling around, so make sure and avoid popcorn buckets at all at your danger. All right, are you ready to get into this?
Yeah, let's do it. I can't stop looking at the screen. I'm like.
Every week, every movie that we do, I do a synopsis. And so I wrote a synopsis for our event tonight.
This is a good, I like this part of the podcast because I can relax. I don't have to do anything with this.
I only practiced it 4 times to see if the timing would work. So we'll see how it goes. Escape Hatch is a portal into cinematic universes. Deep in the early dark days of the pandemic, a scrappy young Matt Herrero dreamed of starting a podcast to prepare for the new Dune movies being made by Denis Villeneuve. Struck by the passion and the passion about Dune exhibited on Twitter by the seemingly older and wiser Jason Goldman, a cunning plan was born. Herrero, donning the mantle of the podcaster H, recruited Jason to be a guest on the very first episode and converted him to a full-time host by the second. Over 4 years and 185 episodes, H and Jason would broaden their exploration of cinema and build an online community whose creativity and commitment to each other would grow beyond all expectations. Now, with the fulfillment of their initial focus delivered, what do they think about the movie? And what will they find as they enter a new era, stepping through their next escape hatch?
It's really good.
We did it.
It's really good. It's really good.
Yay!
It's very, at the donning the mantle of age is where it accelerates to some new universe. The
older and wiser. That didn't get you.
The photographer of the New York Times came up and asked me. He's like, "Can I just, you know, get your name?" I was like, "Yeah, Jason Goldman, spelled it." She's like, "And do you have a podcast name like H?" I was like, "No, I don't have a gnome to podcast like my partner."
I think it came up in the very first episode.
It did. It did. You're like, "And I'm here with." I was like, "Jason." The most common name for men my age.
That worked fine. All right, so let's just take a minute, like, let's address the elephant in the room. Dune, part two.
Good movie.
All
yeah.
Right.
Good movie.
So it's a weird concept because we started this podcast 4 effing years ago. And it was about this movie that was broken into 2 pieces. So it is quite a surreal experience to tonight have made it to the finale of that journey.
It's pretty crazy. I was so focused on just like making sure people got into the event and could eat the snacks and whatever. Like the idea of even getting to go see the movie had sort of receded in my mind. And then I was like, oh shit, we're gonna see this giant movie on this big screen. And it is a wild movie. I mean, it's a real situation he put up there. So yeah, it was good. I don't know. You've seen it twice. I'm like at a disadvantage. Like I respected the sanctity of the meetup.
I and only you saw it. No. I bought tickets for him. He agreed we were going to see it last Sunday.
There's no record of that.
Yeah. So I just want to say, I think this, like, I'm very thankful to have chosen a fucking kick-ass movie.
Yeah, it would have been, I said to a lot of people, it would have been a bummer if this movie sucked. Like, and we had, like, a whole thing with, like, spicy noodle dishes and everything else. And, like,
Arrakis drinks.
Sorry about that. I mean, that was, what a dud, huh?
Yeah, but we made it. We got through there. So I just want to call out a couple of things. The notion of how well he connected the first film and the second film.
Yeah.
I've been raving about it. The notion that when Paul and Chani are on the sand dune and she says, "My planet is so beautiful," and it's the shot that opened part one. And so that is Paul having had a vision of this moment and driving through time to his younger self. That's just...
I mean, that is the advantage of doing it in 2 parts, is that he clearly knew what he was going to do in the second part. It wasn't like he was going to, you know, he had to make something up.
You don't think he came up with that over breakfast? Like,
I was like, oh, I know what we can do. I mean, for me, I think the thing that was, like, we'll talk about when we do our longer dive into this, the stuff, and this was in all of the press for the movie, is like, oh, this is a movie that's really centered around Chani, it's centered around the women of the movie, it's centered around Jessica. But like that is the real invention of what he did in terms of the structure of the story in the second half, is he makes, you know, Chani this much more participatory character, and he makes Jessica almost the antagonist of the story.
Yes.
Which I think helps explain like the push-pull on like his struggle with the dark prophetic visions that he's dealing with, where in the book it kind of just goes with, he's like, I don't know, I see like an army of people calling out my
name. Gotta go.
Could be a jihad. Well, I guess we'll do that. And like, you know, and like in this one, like it's clear, like the struggle is like the tension in the movie. And so I thought that was really, really well done.
The struggle is real. Yeah, I thought that was very,
the
very
pacing
well.
Of the movie is also remarkable, was like one of mine. Because like it starts off, and I was like, okay, we're cooking. Like, you know, like there's like worms or siege dabber. That's cool to see it. There's all these things that if you're a book reader that, you know, are like big moments you're knocking out. Jessica taking the water of life. You're like, all right, we're going. We're cooking. Let's go. And then at some point, like basically after he takes the water of life, the entire third act of the movie is just like one exponential curve, and you're just like, I mean, okay, I guess
I'm on the worm right now, lad.
You're gonna put all that on the screen. All right. I mean, like, you know, crazy, you know, disco ball spaceship and everything. Like, it's,
oh my God, I love it.
Spaceship looked good.
Spaceship's good.
Good spaceship.
Yeah. So we're gonna do, like, if you're listening to this podcast, you've already heard our full deep takes. We're gonna do 2 hours tomorrow on this, so we'll get all into it.
2 hours on this. Matt's question to me, like today was like, what's the earliest you could start tomorrow?
Nine AM, right? Like, I was like, 9 is reasonable.
Was like, well, like, you know, can we set an alarm for like 5 a.m., like really get this thing out here? I was like, well, we're having a late night tonight. We want to have like a good time, have some drinks, and like, you know.
Woo!
Like, woo! Like, you know, we're staying in a hotel downtown without our children, you know.
Yeah.
Like, kind of, you know, that doesn't
happen. Party at Jason's house, guys.
Doesn't happen super often. So it's like, I don't really think I'm going to wake up at 7 and be like, honey, get the mics.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, we'll figure it out.
I'm
going to edit it. Don't worry. I'll spend all tomorrow afternoon editing, and it'll be great.
Yeah.
All right. So I just wanted to offer up, does anyone have any cues for A's, either about the movie or about the podcast?
About the podcast.
Like, how I'm just saying, we have people who've listened to a lot. Okay, Cayman, there's a microphone right there.
Okay.
My daughter Cayman, everybody.
Hi, longtime fan of your work. My question is, what was your favorite moment of tonight, and what was your favorite moment of making the podcast overall over the last 4 years?
Oh, wow.
Wow. You go first.
I mean, this is a highlight for the whole podcast. The,
hell
the meetup
yeah.
is great, because we did the first meetup in 2021, but it was like peak pandemic. I mean, like, you know, it was 2021, but it was still like, people showed up, we were all wearing masks, we had like COVID protocols for the screening and everything. And then it was like after, we kind of hung out at the Metreon snack station
ish for like 45 minutes,
but it was like, I was like, I don't want to like breathe on a lot of people right now, like, you know, it just didn't feel super comfy. And now this is obviously, you know, we had a much like a broader scope of what we wanted to do, and so being able to do this is great. I mean, out of a specific moment from like tonight, like we were given posters by the community that were amazing.
Holy cow. Did everybody see those posters?
The gift giving was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And like very much appreciated. So I don't know. That to me is both, that's like the best thing that's happened, I think, in terms of the podcast.
Yeah, I would second that. In terms of the podcasting moment, I would say getting to interview Denis was like amazing. And
yeah.
we like beat everybody else that was there. We had better
questions. It was so good.
He liked us better than anybody, right?
I was listening to it today, and like the person who went before us literally said,
Denny, what is Dune?
The question was like, Dune, qu'est-ce que c'est?
And then you stepped up and said,
oh yeah, and we asked him specifically about like sort of how do you tell a story in which like, you know, you're deluded into thinking this character is a hero, and you know, he had a very prepared, complex answer for that.
God,
he's clearly knows what he's doing. He's great.
The best. So that was probably my favorite moment of the podcast. And as Jason said, we were more caught up in just the experience of going and getting to meet Denis. So I would say for me, it is this moment, and it is the community that we have created. I started the Discord after a year of the podcast, and I had no idea if anyone was going to come. I don't know if anybody wanted to do it. I thought it would be just me and Jason sitting there.
Yeah.
And it's been amazing to see people establish friendships and the creativity that people come up with and everything they've done. So that, for me, has been the most amazing part. And tonight, having so many people travel in to do that, thank you. We love you. All right. Other questions?
Other questions?
It's okay if there's no other questions. This is your chance.
A lot of,
put
a lot
Jason
of.
In the hot seat. Okay, all right, very good. We will keep going. Jason.
Yep.
Who would Tilda Swinton play if you had to recast one person at this party with Tilda
I mean, it's very... for me, it's pretty clear. I think she has to be the worm wrangler from the Water of Life scene.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just like, first of all, like, we were talking about this. This is a very weird freaking movie. Like, this, like, I love this movie. I am stoked this movie exists and that people are going to see it in apparently large numbers. Like, this is a demented movie. Like, I mean, like, there's literally an extended sequence in which a lady wrestles a worm and, like, drowns it and, like, stuffs a tube. I mean, it's a very organic, extensive, like, it's a whole situation. She's
like, it's normal. Like, it's nothing. They're just like, yeah, check this out.
Like, she asks, like, well, how do you do it? And you're like, well, I mean, you know, that could be a one-word answer. Like, you know, like, it doesn't, yeah. But instead, like, you're just like, well, hold tight.
Get ready.
Let me show you this.
That's wild.
So yeah, I would pick that for her.
Okay, very good.
What about yourself?
I think I would probably replace myself. Like, what if Tilda were your guest host?
Oh, you meant not for the movie, you meant
for
the podcast.
For tonight, yeah.
Fair enough.
Okay. She could replace both of us, and she could do both halves.
Yeah.
I would like to see her do a Jason.
Yeah.
Just me? It's a great idea. All right, let's see. I don't think I have the letter transition sounder, so just pretend that played.
Oh, my God. Cancel the event.
Woo! Jason, how about if we do some letters real quick?
Letters!
All right, check this out, you guys. This is going to be some wacky
There's more
shit.
Prizes, too.
All right, so here is our first letter, and we're going to call people on stage who have been sending us letters every week doing voicemails, and they're going to come do it for you live. So here's the first one. As your music comes on, come on stage. The Truthsayer. This is Birria, everybody.
Yeah, give it up for Birria.
I looked it up. March 1st, 2023 was the first recorded.
Wow.
That's
tomorrow, so.
Wow.
366 days.
Of truth.
That's right, of truth.
We had no truth before then.
So every week, Birria gives us three options or four options or whatever, and two of them are true or two of them are false, one is true. We have to guess what it is. So we have a special Escape Hatch Live edition of The Truthsayer.
Rather than love, than money, than fame. Give me truth.
Right? He's got a beautiful voice.
If you listen to the podcast for any period of time, you already know some stuff about H and Jason, these two awesome guys up here. Like, Jason helped start Twitter, worked for the Obama White House, or H went to gymnastics camp and was born in the 1790s. But these are things that these two guys don't know about each other.
Okay. What?
Time to find out the truth. I'm going to tell three quick stories about Jason and three quick stories about H. Two of these are going to be false. One is going to be true.
Will my wife know which one is true?
I'm not sure. Okay. We'll find out. Then we'll see how much these guys know about each other.
Right? Sudden divorce.
Truthsayer time. Let's start with Jason. Number one. Again, two of these are false. One is true. Story number one. Jason studied astrophysics at Princeton and almost got into a fight with a public policy major about quantum entanglement. That's story number one, H.
Okay. Right.
Story two, Jason has the late Madeleine Albright's cell phone number saved in his contacts.
Oh.
Story number three, Jason was once upstaged by a dog on the Today Show. Which one of those three stories is true?
Okay, so first of all, you're not going to get in a fight with anybody. Like, if you were going to have a physics thing, you would be, like, talking and debating.
You don't know.
Hey, quantum entanglement's weird, man.
I have a rough and tumble past.
It can do stuff to you. I guess I'm going to go for the dog. What the hell? You were on the Today Show?
The dog story is true.
Yeah! I love you, Jason.
The dog story is true. The State of the Union was happening at the White House. They were doing it from, like, the Today Show was broadcasting live from the White House.
Okay.
Like, and they were, like, going around, like, you know, this was Matt Lauer era before the canceling. And they were, like, you know, doing different rooms or whatever. And I was there to talk about the internet. Who can say why or if anyone thought that was good? And right before me, they put the dogs on, Bo and Sonny, the Obama dogs.
Oh,
and
no.
So it was just like, no one gave any shits about me coming out to talk about the internet.
Can we get the dog back on?
Yeah, can we get the dog back on? I was like, what did you think about the dog? Was it the dog do well on the internet? I was like, the dog does well on the internet.
This is not just any dog. This is an Obama dog.
This is an Obama dog. Sure. Yeah, okay. Portuguese water poodle thing. Yeah, it's great. Beautiful.
So it's not like a stupid pet tricks.
No. This is the first pet.
Were any Secret Service agents bitten?
No, these dogs were very. Although Sonny did have an incident. Like, it's on camera where, like, she freaked and like kind of got in a kid's face or whatever. And then Sonny was known as the bad dog. That's just like the way in which the press like stereotypes you. It's not really
okay. Anyway. Fair enough.
Yeah. All right, well, H got it.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
I got it.
Yeah.
Right. Now,
well, there's a lot of pressure.
All right, here we go.
There's a lot of pressure.
Jason, you ready? All right, here we go. Number one. When he was a kid, H ran through a plate glass door and his doctor dad had to stitch up his face.
Okay.
Story number two. H has the late Dianne Feinstein's cell phone number saved in his contact.
Okay.
Story number three. H once gave half of his sub sandwich to River Phoenix. Which story is true?
I think it's a trap because, like, first of all, if there was any freaking detail of H's encounter with River Phoenix, we would know about it.
You don't know.
A thousand different, like, we would know a million times.
Listen,
like,
episode 200 is coming up, okay?
Like the River Phoenix Chronicles. I'm going to go with the plate glass. That seems likely.
That is correct.
Yay! We know each other so well.
Exactly. My brother shut a glass door in my face while I was trying to get out of I was on the porch, and my head went through one pane, and each of my hands went through the other. And fortunately, my dad was the only plastic surgeon in Daytona Beach.
Oh,
and
my so God. The person on the other side of that plate glass, River Phoenix.
I wish. Okay.
Hey, y'all did great.
Well, hold on. These were given away. These posters were given away at check-in. These were from Mr. Java and Brother Mark, who couldn't be here, but designed these amazing posters. And so everyone should have gotten one. If not, please get one before you go. But there is a special edition.
Holy crap.
Water of Life.
What?
Of the poster. For our voicemailers.
Thank you.
Holy moly. Hey, thanks.
We love you, Birria. Thank you.
Real quick, I wanted to say thank you to both of you guys.
Oh, for sure.
This has meant so much to, I mean, everybody here. If you're going to fly halfway across the country to go hang out with your nerd podcast friends, I mean, y'all have created something pretty special. So
we love you guys.
Thank you very much for that.
Thank you, Birria.
Thanks, y'all.
Thank you, Birria.
All right, the truth sayer, everybody. All right, here is our next voicemail, and it is... Silly Oswald, everybody! Okay.
Hold on. So...
Here's the story, get ready.
Here in the hallowed halls of AMC, many of us know and love the great Nicole Kidman pre-roll. And it was actually
which we didn't get tonight.
It was announced. We didn't get. And it was announced this week that they're releasing three new ones. Many of us were sad not to be able to see, but we're here at this wonderful event. But actually, as a Escape Hatch exclusive, we were able to get our hands on a promotional
so good.
Dune version of the new one.
What a genius.
So with that.
All right, here we go.
Oh, my God.
Let's hear it.
How does everyone else know what's happening in the show but me?
It's on a need-to-know basis.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Paul came to this place with his mother.
Good
he came to Arrakis to dream, to get high, to knife fight, because his friends and family died, all of them. That indescribable feeling he gets when he drinks the water of life, and he goes somewhere women have never been before. Not just past and future, but all of time and space together. Possible futures on a huge golden path. Signs that we can see. Somehow, prophecy feels good.
Yes!
Like this.
Yes!
Our heroes feel like they might be the baddies. And babies feel wise beyond their years. Because here, they can talk. The Lisan Al-Gaib. He made himself the emperor.
Woo!
Oh,
so good. Oh
my God.
Amazing. Well, high five.
I don't know how we're continuing the show after that, to be perfectly honest. Here's your poster, well deserved. Oh my goodness.
Silly Oswald, everybody.
Yeah.
All right, it's that time. And our second longest letter VM guest is our dear friend, Kev.
Yay!
Kev, who was on our infamous Southland Tales episode.
Yeah,
scandalous.
The episode you asked for.
Yeah. It actually
ended abruptly in the middle.
So we actually have to pause for just a second because you were personally responsible for Austin Butler and everything that he has achieved because you were the original Elvis fan, the original Austin Butler fan.
Kev had the true sight.
I was there, Gandalf. I was there yeah. 2 years ago when Elvis premiered, and I am still made fun of for liking that movie.
I'm with you. Listen to the episode. It's a great episode. So
it is a great episode.
Jason, are you ready to admit that you were wrong about Austin Butler?
Look, there's a couple of things I'm going to say about this. First of all, when the very first scene where Austin Butler is introduced in this movie, his very first line is, "Do you want some liver, my darling?" Like, he's still doing it. He's still doing the voice.
That was weird.
And then slowly over the course of the movie, he becomes Stellan Skarsgård.
That was cool.
Does he remember what his actual voice sounds like? Or does he just, like, does whoever he is? He's like a voice chameleon.
Well, the weird part is now he's doing the Stellan Skarsgård voice on Masters of the Air. So.
What are we going to do with this guy?
I don't know.
You know what's cool is that, like, as an actor, it's his job to perform as a character. And sometimes when you have to, you know, be a character, you need to use a voice, right?
Yeah.
Elvis, one of the most distinctive voices of ours or any time.
True.
Fade Rautha sounds like his uncle or whatever. Yeah. I don't know. What's the relation? You know.
It works.
It works.
No, man.
Also, I want to note, this was going to be the Kev's question for tomorrow's Dune Pod.
Oh.
So I'm screwed now.
Okay.
I don't have much time left.
Well, let me just be clear. Like, listen, you have until 11 a.m. tomorrow to send us another question.
Right. Exactly.
Miria, get ready. Corey.
It should be noted, we should just air this now that we've got all these people here. There are all these people who are coming up and getting this nice poster, which is quite excellent for their hard efforts, and we're great. This man harangues these people on a weekly basis to get voicemails out of them, and like sets a clock of like due by noon, and it's just like it's like dealing with the IRS or something.
Okay, here's what it's like. Are you guys aware of the theory of the hollow earth? The conspiracy theory of the earth underneath our own, right?
Kong versus Godzilla or whatever?
Sure, they tap into that. Same idea. In that hollow earth, there's a mine. And then there's a shaft that goes down a million miles. And that's where I do Kev's questions.
Yeah.
And every Sunday night, I get a Discord DM from the thread.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Hey, dude. How's it going?
You're going to need voicemails by 11 a.m.
H stomps on the hatch to your height.
Where's my Kev's question?
Yeah.
And you come through every single week.
Yeah.
I want to say also, like, I was meeting Mike Isaac, and H goes, "This guy watches every movie every week," which is number one, not true. But number two, not as cool as
you
make it seem.
Wait,
he listens to all the episodes.
I don't. Yeah. I'm very behind on the show.
How dare you, sir?
I forgot the theme song switch happened. Yeah.
Are you ready for Kev's question?
So I make a lot of jokes about how I work in a mine in the hollow earth, and H comes and whips me and whatever. But the truth is that this, I came to the show and you guys at a very weird and crossroad in my life. And it was exactly what I needed at that time. And you guys and this amazing community here changed my life forever for the better.
Woo!
Voice with this, and thanks.
And by the way, Kev, since he started doing Kev's questions, he went on to start his own podcast, which he has described as a stupid Dune Pod.
It is the stoner comedy version of Dune Pod called Austin Danger Podcast.
Woo!
With three-time guest Mackenzie Wilkes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For this show. And that's been really great.
People should listen to it.
Give it a listen.
Again, like I would.
Your whole life has improved since you started doing Kev's questions. You got a new job.
That's actually true.
You got to ride on a plane.
I did. I rode on a big plane in the sky.
Everything's coming up, Kev. Yeah.
They gave me a Pepsi, and then 3 hours later, they did it again.
Yeah. Oh.
Incredible. So you guys and the greater community at large have really changed my life. In a really powerful and incredible way. And I thought I was going to cry. Joke's on you. Kev's question is, I would like to hear about a person who changed your life for the better in the way that getting to know you guys and helping me find my voice changed mine. You cannot pick your lovely wives.
Take it from my girlfriend.
When you have a podcast in your home, it is like another child unto itself. It is a heavy burden, and I appreciate that. Much love to Crystal and April. Can we get a round of applause?
Yeah!
Hey!
Podcast wives!
But we heard that already, so let's get something else.
I'll go.
Oh. Once again, it's Kev's questions.
Stepped on it.
Woo!
Thank you, everybody. I also accidentally took one of those, so I'm good.
Okay, I was going to say, because there were supposed to be five, and I only have two left, and I was getting nervous.
That's good.
That's good.
I'll go first. My Jeremiah, who's done two episodes for us, is a good friend of mine from college. I've known him a very long time. And he gave me, well, I was at like a crossroads, like professionally and personally in my life. And I was like sort of walking him through, like, I was like, I don't know, I could do this, blah, 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 blah. And he said to me, he's like, Jason, what do you actually want? And like, I know it sounds trite, but someone you trust and someone you who loves you, like sort of being able to ask a question like that straightforward of like just forcing you to consider what you actually want as opposed to like what momentum is dragging you towards was a real inflection point in my life and has been like the most consistent piece of advice I go to other people with when they come to me with their own like sort of, I don't know what I'm going to do. I could do this. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, what do you know what you actually want? Like, do you know what it feels like when you actually want something? And does your body respond in some way to the one of those directions? So to me, that's the one that always comes to mind when I think about one of those inflection points.
Wow.
Yeah.
This podcast situation, this episode, people are gonna think we're starting a cult. Like people are gonna think we got all the people coming up talking about how good we are and how much it's a good event.
Don't jinx it, dude. Don't. You know
what,
Corey?
You know what I've
through.
Gotten into recently? Just as an aside, before you can think of your answer while I'm coming up with this, is there's these people who channel like entities and like speak as them.
Huh?
There's a couple of good ones. One, Aang will know this. There's this movie, What the Bleep Are We Doing? Which was like a new age sort of hippie movie in like 2003. And it was secretly backed by this person who channels a divine
alien
called Ramtha. And like she's a woman and then she goes into a trance and then she's like starts speaking like Ramtha the Atlantean of 10,000 years old. Anyway, I found another one of these recently. All of which is to say is like I think we need one for the pod. I think we need to channel.
New segment?
New segment.
Channel.
Channel.
Channel time.
All right, now your answer to Kev's question.
I love it. So I got into podcasting about 10 years ago, and I was listening to a podcast called Paper Keg, and it was put on by Slim, Dale, and Jonesy, and I was so enamored with this podcast because it was ostensibly about comics, but what we discovered over time was it was really about fatherhood and it was about friendship. And so it was amazing for me to see the community that they built. I ended up starting a Slack, which then became a Discord and is a community that I hang out with all the time. But I just want to shout out those guys for showing mm-hmm. me the way of how to do podcasting, how to create a community, and how to make something that stands out. So, like, mm-hmm. thank you to those guys.
Yeah,
of course. That works.
Shout out to you guys.
Before I leave, I just want to say that this was a really difficult trip for me to make, and I wouldn't have made it for anyone else.
Kev!
Also, come on, bring it in. Also, now's a great time to invest in Austin Danger Podcast. I will be here all night. We, I have equity contracts.
Yeah.
Let me know. Thank
Kev,
you.
Kev, everybody!
Options trading. Oh, my God. You know what time it is.
Get ready.
Oh, my God.
Get ready.
Cool. Yeah!
All right! Yeah, you need
one. I need one.
Okay.
Escape Hatch, hey.
Hi, how you doing?
It's me, Corey.
Austin, Texas?
Austin, Texas.
You're not there now, though.
I'm not. I'm here. I can't Woo! Fucking believe it. It is unreal. We've been saying this for days, looking at each other, hanging out, like, hey, this is not real, right? This is not happening. I really, when I saw Kev, I did want to, like,
yeah.
He's really real.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Anyway. Did you guys see that fucking movie?
Yeah.
What a horny, horny movie.
How can we talk about shocked as an angle?
Let's
I'm
talk
so
about
shocked.
This.
How bricked up was Austin Butler when they're Ooh. About to kill his uncle? Like he's
Man.
Just like he's
I,
just like he's
I
just
was like catching some really heavy vibes.
Oh
like,
my God.
I was sweating. I mean, if you guys had any doubt about Austin Butler in this movie. Cast it.
Austin Butler really delivered
He's
in this
hot.
Movie. It's true. Yeah.
It is Woo! Smoking hot.
The movie had it all. Vacuum
bags. Vacuum bags. Yeah, we were talking about the vacuum bag. Do you guys remember that fetish with the vacuum bags?
Someone check Danny Villeneuve's Reddit history.
What?
There's some questionable
there's
things.
Spiders.
There's some good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
this was in your wheelhouse. I'm like,
it was.
This is what it's like when we watch these movies. I'm like, this is one for Corey. For
it starts, and I'm like, I mean, it wasn't like 5 minutes in, I was like, this is fucking weird. Yeah. Like, are regular people going to like this movie?
Yeah.
I fucking hope so.
Yeah.
They do.
This
they
is
do.
A challenge for norms, for sure. Yeah.
Anyway, thank you guys so much.
Yeah.
I don't want to hog any more time. You guys.
I want to ask what? A question because you are a noted, I had to call you out with Max Every, who wrote the book on David Lynch's Dune.
Oh,
as the only one who, like, unironically loves Dune 84 as a perfect film.
I do love that movie.
So which one do you like
where
better?
Where are you now?
Lynch's Dune is
still the one.
Fucking masterpiece.
Well, yeah.
And
did you see how heavy Lynch's influence was in this movie? And I swear there was a call out. Spoilers! I swear there was a call out to Blue Velvet.
We've got
ear in the ant.
We got this special Sardaukar.
Oh yeah!
As well as the poster. As our longest voicemailer, who's essentially been doing this forever, you get more than one prize. So
thank you. Thank you. And who would Tilda Swinton play? I would have to go with Aaliyah.
Oh my God.
That's my thing. Thank you,
buddy.
Corey Cochran, everybody.
Thank you, everybody. You guys are awesome.
Jason.
We did it?
We did it.
Oh!
We did it.
Yeah.
What do you think? Pretty special.
It was pretty great. Do we do plugs?
Yeah, it's time for a plug.
Okay, great.
Your plug.
Oh, okay. There's no sounder for plug.
There's no sounder for plug. And I just invented plugs because you usually say something funny and then we can end the podcast.
Well, that's a lot of pressure.
Okay.
I want to thank my wife again for also helping me come up with this Dune-related outfit for the event. But I will say the one piece that I did select myself was the official Hamilton Dune tie-in.
Did you get it?
Watch.
Which
glows Fremen blue when you push a button, and it is therefore the coolest watch I own, according to my 5-year-old.
Wow! We did it. Nice job.
Thank you.
I just want to say, Jason, at this point, thank you so much for everything that you did
to
help us be here tonight. Thank you for everyone who came out tonight. And Jason, that's two premieres down.
Yeah.
Only 5 to go. And that's it for this very special episode of Escape Hatch. I want to thank Jason and all of you for an amazing celebration. Escape Hatch is a Tape Deck Podcast joint, a production of H Industries. Our artwork is by Catcher. Our theme music was composed by Scott Fritz and Who's the Boss Music. The episode was edited and produced by me, H. Thanks for listening. We love you. We'll see everybody next time. Peace. Drink, drink, drink. We're going to start the recording here in just a minute, but I want to tell you, that's not the end of people drinking and hanging out, so feel free to go to the bar, grab food, whatever. Like,
this isn't a timeshare pitch. You don't have to... You're not obliged to stay or listen to us.
That's right. Let me just... You guys are.
I mean, if you're interested in a timeshare.
Yeah. Woohoo! Thank you! Thank you. All right, you ready?
Yeah, I'm just gonna drink this Sonic the Hedgehog that's been desiccated. Okay, here we go.
All right. Don't forget when I say my co-host Jason. There you go. Get ready. All right, here we go.
I don't have any lines. I don't know what you're doing.
You do have a line, yeah. All right, here we go. I'm sure it'll be fine.